Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sportfish Restoration Program. It took 10 years and $4 million, but the Texas Clipper is finally at the bottom of the Gulf as an artificial reef.
Sinking the ship is just the beginning to me.
Dale Shively coordinates the artificial reef program at Parks and Wildlife. The Clipper is part of the Ships to Reefs program.
I think that once we start our biological monitoring, which will happen immediately, we will have an underwater environment where we'll study artificial reefs for many years to come.
On November 17th, after several delays, contractors towed the ship from Brownsville, where it had been cleaned up, 17 nautical miles off the coast of South Padre Island, where it was sunk.
I like to look at it as the ship of four lives. We've always talked about the three lives as the USS Queens and the Escambia and the Texas Clipper, but now it has the opportunity to live on its fourth life as an artificial reef for the state of Texas.
Artificial reefs are oases for marine life in the Gulf, and they improve fisheries wherever they exist. You can learn more about the sinking of the Texas Clipper as well as about artificial reefs at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today, with support from the Sportfish Restoration Program, working to increase fishing and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.